This is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk on Devil Radio 92.7. Now, here are your hosts, Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Johnny Lupinacci, educated educators talking education.
Kidding me. No, actually it is Tim and Johnny. We're slightly educated. We like to talk education, and we actually used to be and still are educators. Johnny Lupinacci, how are you, my friend?
Doing well, my buddy. How we doing?
I am, you know, before we jump into the topic, I was talking to you a little bit off air, and you know, we did a whole show last week, you know, kind of coming off of W. Kamau Bell's United Shades of America, looking at the critical race theory debacle, and got to give props. I watched it again last week. I know you didn't, but Black in Appalachia, or Appalachia, depending on where you're from, which word you would like to use, Appalachia, Appalachia. Incredible content, just looking at, again, a cultural look at something that a lot of people, you know, recognizing and going, okay, so when we talk about Appalachia, who are we talking about actually? And the diversity within what sometimes a lot of people imagine are, you know, places that lack diversity. So great show, and awesome. The Crystal Good we were introduced to, and she was phenomenal. The docent of Appalachia. She was actually spending a lot of time explaining to W. Kamau Bell the area, and I made a reach out on to her about talking about Appalachia and teacher education and looking at some kind of a grow your own apprenticeship program. So anyway, you know, props out there. No, W. Kamau Bell does not give Busted Pencils any endorsement or any money. I just want to put that out there because good content is out there. Johnny, okay. Newsflash, we have a teacher shortage.
Oh, come on, man.
Of course we do. I'm just saying.
My entire career we've had teacher shortages, but let's get there. We know about this particular one we're going to unpack tonight.
It's a teacher shortage. We keep hearing about it, you know, and I actually appreciate some of the people going, I don't know, is it a shortage? We've debated this. You know, should we call it an exodus? I don't, you know. Well, actually, a lot of people who've listened to Busted Pencils probably have a good idea what I think about this issue, but a new kind of twist in this, and Dateline Arizona in Salon.com. Johnny, now Arizona says teachers don't require college degrees, and I'm quoting from the article, quote, last week, just days after the Arizona legislature passed the most expansive school voucher bill anywhere in the nation, Governor Doug Ducey signed into law another education measure decreeing that public school teachers are no longer required to have a college degree of any kind before being hired. Arizona teachers will only have to be enrolled in college in order to begin the teaching the state's public school students. Evan, what would Mr. Floyd say? Oh, there it is, Johnny. We don't need no education. In fact, the Salon.com article starts off with, we don't need no education, colon. Now Arizona says teachers don't require college degrees. Going on with the article, quote, the law SB 1159 was pushed by conservatives on the grounds that Arizona has faced a severe teacher shortage for the last 6 years, which by this winter left 26% of teacher vacancies unfilled. That's nearly 2,000 classrooms without an official teacher of record. Oh, Johnny, Arizona, problem, solution, there they are, man. Teacher shortage, not in Arizona, no education required. I'm confused, I'm startled, I want to talk about this. You know, is this the shortage, Johnny? First reactions, we don't need no education, though, dude. Just remember.
Well, I mean, I have questions about it because I think there's a few things at play here. there's a couple different dimensions of this. And one of them being, there's a really specific reason. There's many, but I think there's one big specific reason, even pre-pandemic and kind of current conditions in schools being like, unarguably, this is one of the hardest times, if not the hardest time ever to be a teacher. Take, for example, the rate of pay for teaching as in schools in Arizona is among our country's lowest. It's far below commensurable work hours and a minimum wage at most places. And so for a lot of reasons, we can look at teacher shortage and say there is a teacher shortage, which doesn't really shine light on the fact of the reason why it's difficult to retain teachers in Arizona, period, before kind of conditions that are going right now. In addition to that, I think, you know, there then is a crisis. It's a manufactured crisis. Like you have, like you said, thousands of classrooms that don't have a teacher assigned to it. You got to assign somebody to those classrooms. Kids need teachers. And so now you have a manufactured problem and you have to have a solution. It's like, if you have a leak, first we got to stop the leak and then ask, why is there a leak, and fix the reason why there was a leak. So you got to do both. So I'm not 100% against getting maybe people who are interested in becoming teachers, you know, qualified substitutes, you know, someone who's undecided in their degree, but enrolled in a program somewhere to help out in terms of plugging a gap, like a hole.
Okay.
But you can't fill a void with a void.
You gotta
say, like, okay, we have a crisis on our hands. We have classrooms without teachers. We need to have some emergency legislation that changes some requirement, because you have to have an adult in these rooms. We have to really think differently about how we're doing this. And I don't think that just because somebody isn't a certified teacher is that they won't be a qualified person to be a plug in a hole.
Okay. I want to stop you though, because now I'm going to break this apart. You know, the problem solution. What is the problem? Well, the solution is, hey, anybody can teach. Evan, what would Mr. Floyd say about the solution?
I don't know. I got to ask him.
Okay. Ask up Mr. Floyd.
Have you seen him?
I have not seen him. Have you seen him?
Oh, you know what though?
That's all I'm saying, Johnny, is, I mean, Mr. Floyd had the answer back long ago with the wall. We don't need no education. If you don't need an education, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Actually, call us with your solution to the teacher shortage. Arizona says we don't need no education. Teachers need not be educated to teach. Johnny was giving us the potential of going, I kind of get this. From the, we need adults in front of kids. And in Arizona, if there were 2,000 empty classrooms, that can't happen. So the immediate problem. So Johnny, that's not the problem though. And that's what I worry about. You're talking about the immediate problem. So the immediate problem is classrooms without adult supervision. Is that the immediate problem?
I mean, you said 2,000 some classrooms without a teacher in there. That's
right.
An immediate problem. That's
okay.
Got to be fixed and solved for going back to school, but it can't end there. And this is where I think we're in this slippery slope, is we know historically places like Arizona, especially in terms of educational policy, are like a testing grounds to see how far we can push boundaries or how little we can pay teachers until it's a crisis. So now the rest of the country knows, if you pay teachers even less, you'll likely end up in the kind of crisis Arizona's in. Mm-hmm. In addition to that, we're going to find out what happens when you lower the requirement statewide to filling those. It again is putting students in Arizona as sort of test dummies for an education system that could spend less and make more. That's what we're testing out in Arizona. And then when I say we, it's not me and you, Tim. I think our politics are pretty clear on this. This is a bad experiment. But but it's the whole sort of corporate model of education, because you brought this up by vouchers and you paired it with that. And this is sort of how you test the market. How far can you drive down, like lower pay for teachers until they all leave? And then can you replace them with lower qualified labor and get away with it?
Well, see, and that's it, you know, and when you're talking about, I said the immediate problem, if you listen to my definition of the immediate problem, it wasn't a teacher shortage. It was a classroom without an adult that could provide some kind of supervision. Okay. That's the problem. That's not a teacher shortage. That's unsupervised children. So the solution we put forward there is, well, think about this, but Arizona, and I want to, you know, quote, you want to talk about an educated educator who talks education. You're going to love this quote, Johnny. Quote, with Arizona trying to get education monies to parents directly to pay for schooling, including homeschooling, that would be vouchers, you see more evidence that the state doesn't care who teaches its kids, end quote. David Berliner. Arizona State University, psychologist, American Educational Research Association, past president, David Berliner says, Johnny, if we're talking about getting qualified people to teach our children, this ain't the solution to that problem.
Unless you have a different political and economic agenda.
The reason Joe Biden...
If I change the qualifications, then I do have plenty of qualified people because I've lowered the qualifications for that labor position. And I think that's what Arizona is test driving here, is can they change the qualification requirements? Now, you and I and David Berliner know that we are already on kind of a tightrope of, like, are our teachers highly qualified when they leave our teacher education programs and they're ready? Like, does being a certified teacher mean you're a highly qualified teacher?
John, let me stop you for a second, though, real quick on that, because you may, there's a great, what is a highly qualified teacher? If you don't have a solution to the teacher shortage, I would love for the callers to come in, 844-967-2789. What is a highly qualified teacher? If you were saying this is a high, what is that? So, Johnny, thanks for putting that in. Keep going, buddy.
Well, no, I mean, I think that's what we are talking about, is we have a different definition of what the qualifications ought to be for somebody who is teaching children in this country. Really, I would like it to be like any child in the world has a high quality teacher. And that's going to look different in different places. And we can sort of tease apart the details of what defines highly qualified for that labor. But I think if we've reach some consensus around it, it's often been a degree, a college degree, and some specific teacher training accompanying that degree. Sometimes it's post bachelor degree, sometimes it's part of an undergraduate program. There are different alternate routes to certification, but it's historically meant that you have a college degree and in an area of study, and in and accompanying that you have an education teacher training or teacher certification program that you've been part of.
So there's the bare minimum highly qualified, Johnny Lupinacci. 844-967-2789. Give us a call what you think the highly qualified teacher is. When we get back after the break, we will take your calls. And Mr. Floyd says, we don't need no education, Evan, back when we get after the break.